CEF Mobile.
We're CEF, KF4, NX1.
Go on.
We have stated on this end.
I mean, at least it's, I'm glad it's finally Friday.
We got together with some friends and went up to a little place called Ain't Food up on Highway 11, and man, they got some good food up there. We really had us a good meal.
I honestly, sometimes you find it hard to find good places to eat.
You know, these days, sometimes it is. It's that was one little restaurant we used to go to and had really good food till they changed out cooks, and the new cook just didn't know what he was doing, so we wound up not going back there. But I think we found a new spot, but it's a good little jump up the road for us to go to it.
What'd you say the name of it was? That it was off of 11?
It's Ain't Sears, and it's right there off of 11, up above Pickens.
It's a little bit of a haul, but if I'm ever over that way, I'll have to keep that in mind.
Well, I just wanted to, spoke at you a minute, say good evening to you, and be careful out here. We're kind of heading back toward the house now ourselves, so enjoy the weekend, and I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY.
Be safe on your way home, and enjoy your weekend as well. So hopefully we'll talk to you another morning when you're on your second cup of coffee. Yeah? All right, have a good one. 73KO4CEF, and I'll be standing by.
4CEF, KK4POT. What's going on, Andrew?
You in forever. How you doing, KO4CEF?
Doing all right. Yeah, our schedules just haven't been mating up lately, so I've been bebopping all over the place. You been doing all right?
Pretty good. Shop still going good?
See as ever. It's a circus, that's for sure. How's everything going on your end at work?
Good. I moved up to the newer hall where we built a smaller SUV. Did that about a year ago, and we're getting ready to launch a new model, and that's always fun.
About that the other day. That's pretty cool. Now, are you just getting off?
I had to shut her down today and had to make sure we had everything covered up, and all the associates got everything ready for this long shutdown while we do some retooling and training.
Cool. So does that portion of it run on the weekends?
And in this the new hall, they don't have the volume that the bigger model does. So they didn't actually work Saturdays. I haven't worked a Saturday in a while, and I love it.
Did you with that at all?
When I first went up there, it was kind of like, man, I don't want to go. But, once you kind of got used to it and, realized that having the Saturdays off were nice, I mean, it didn't take much, and I finally got settled in.
Deal. Now, is it on the same campus, same area, or is it in a whole different geographical location?
Same campus. So if you go down, if you're ever on 101 right off of 85, if you go past the main entrance, there's the other plant. It's really a little closer to the interstate or the highway. That's where they build the smaller SUV unit. The X3 and 4. So the older hall, it's got the horseshoe out in front of it. That's the one that builds the big unit. So, I mean, it's been nice. I've quite enjoyed it. A little different. It's weird. There's two different plants on the same campus, and they're just run totally different.
Interesting. Is it just because one is like high production and one's just rolling new stuff out, or what's the deal with that?
I really don't know. I mean, I was so used to the other way. Now in this hall, it was so much different. I mean, and what's bad is when they started that hall, they split the original one in half. You know, they kind of took everybody from assembly and split them in half and fit some of them up there. So you would have thought it would have been the same, but it wasn't. Somehow a different culture or mentality of running the business was started up that way. It's really weird.
Interesting. I'd be interested to see what the logic was behind that, but it sounds like it was a good thing. So, yeah, that's cool.
Playing. It took me a little while to get settled in, and then I finally realized I enjoyed it. When I first went, I kind of went kicking and screaming a little bit, but now that I've been up there over a year, it's really settled in, and I've enjoyed it.
To hear, yeah, that's always good when you can get settled in and you enjoy what you're doing. So, that's good stuff. You still doing anything with, like, JSA call?
Much lately. I still pop on here and there, and, you know, I check the other frequencies here and there, see if anybody's in, you know, on the PrepperNet stuff and whatnot. But, you know, not a whole lot there. So I've kind of slacked off on the digital stuff, kind of waiting on 2 meters to pick back up. I was enjoying, making FTA single sideband contacts on 2 meters, and kind of winter time came around and all that kind of stopped. So hopefully it'll be picking back up soon.
That's cool. What kind of antenna were you using for that single sideband 2 meter stuff?
Diamond horizontal beam. I mean, nothing fancy about it. It's probably one of the cheapest ones they sell on DX Engineering. But, you know, I bought it just to try it out and, you know, found I really liked it. I did do a little bit of satellite work. I ended up getting me a elevator. It does elevation and, azimuth and elevation. And that's fun. I enjoy doing it, but you can't do that all the time. So, like I said, just kind of waiting on the 2 meter stuff to pick back up. Might try some single sideband contacts.
Fun. How far out were you getting on 2 meter single sideband with that digital stuff?
I think you'd be surprised how far you can get. I mean, there's most of the time I can make digital contacts, you know, easy, you know, Atlanta, stuff like that. Some down in Florida. Trying to think how far north, maybe Ohio, on 2 meter single sideband, just using digital modes. I mean, it's crazy how far you can get sometimes.
POT. Oh, that's really cool. You feel like you could do like North Carolina, Tennessee pretty consistently, even when conditions weren't all that great?
I think so. With the signal to noise ratio that, you know, WSJTX offers or whatnot, I think you do good. But the problem is having somebody on the other end of it actually listening for it. That's probably the biggest thing I see. Like, if you go on PSK Reporter and you don't put in a call sign or anything for 2 meters, you'll see a small handful. But then as things pick up, you'll see a lot more. It's really weird how it works.
Sure, I get you on that. But that's interesting. I might have to dabble in that then and kind of get my feet wet there. I haven't tried that, so that sounds like a lot of fun. But I am rolling up to my destination, so I'm going to hop out of here. But I heard you get on there, so I wanted to say, hey, I know it's been a minute since we got to talk, so I just wanted to catch up. But anyway, you have a good rest of your evening, and hopefully we'll catch back up soon. So 7-3s to you, KK4POT.
I'm talking to you again, and hope to hear you on the radio a little bit more, or at least make some contacts here and there. But you ever get your 2 meter single sideband set up, give me a holler. We'll try it out and see what we can do with it. Maybe we can do some JSA call from the distance and see how it works. So, but you have a good one. 73KO4CEF, and I'll be standing by.
Tim. Hey, Andrew. KO4HK.
What are you doing? You home?
Yes.
Down to it, you know, just totally different. You tell a lot, you know, the difference between when you're in your truck, your excursion, and now home.
Kenwood, it's here at the house doing crossband repeat. I'm actually talking to you on HT. You're probably echoing in here a little bit.
I'm hearing kind of echo. I wish I could figure out, I don't, I was looking yesterday, for whatever reason, to see if my 9700 could do crossband repeat, but I couldn't find anything on it. I mean, it's got 70 centimeters and it's got 2 meters. You would think you'd be able to do it, and it's almost like if you use something with D-Star, it'll do crossband, but that's not exactly what I want. So I don't know if I'm just missing something there.
I hadn't looked into it, but if it's like the 5100, it should do it, but I'll have to look and see, and if it is, then it's pretty easy to turn on and off.
I think it would have it. I don't know. I mean, if you offer the two bands and, you know, it can listen and transmit, I don't know. You'd think it would work just fine, but, you know, maybe I'm wrong, maybe it... But as far as I know, it'll do simultaneous transmissions, but I don't know now.
Oh, you got my curiosity up now. I may have to go and see.
Better mine, because, I mean, I Googled, you know, I tried out my Google Foo on it, and I didn't get anywhere at all, honestly. Like I said, the only thing I found was on the advanced manual, it mentions using, you know, DV, DD, whatever setting, and setting up a repeater, and you can do crossband repeat using something to do with the D-Star, but I don't really understand how that works yet, but I couldn't find anything concrete yesterday.
Said, I don't know, I'll have to go look and see. I don't know, waist deep in hydraulic fluid and skid steer.
Fun Friday.
That wasn't bad. I kind of enjoyed just being able to get back to doing something, but I had a hose blow as soon as I got the skid steer in the driveway, and it was on the very bottom, and it's been interesting. And then I found, when I had replaced it today, I found another one that was questionable, so I'm waiting on it to be made so I can just put it in and do it all at one time.
So it'll probably eventually happen anyway.
I had to take it out to get to this one here, so I might as well just do it now. And that way I'm not back in there again for that one anyway.
What you planning on doing with the skid steer?
Property.
I'll down there and start working.
So I can't get nobody else to do anything, so I guess I'm going to have to do it myself too.
Live in.
Sure.
You have any issues finding the contractor or general contractor or something to do some work, but I don't know. And sometimes they just, we've tried to get our back door replaced on our house a couple times, and you just can't get anybody to call you back or come out or do anything now.
That's what bothers me more about it than anything. Not that, you know, everybody's busy, that is working is busy. It's the fact that, you know, you say you're going to do something, do it, or return a phone call, you know, communication's cheap, but we don't use it.
Connected as everybody is, and, you know, most people don't walk around without a cell phone nowadays. It's hard to believe.
I try to let my customers know when I'm not going to be there, when something's happened, or, you know, plans change, I'm running behind, or I'm not going to make it, whatever. I try to keep them communication with them, the same thing I would want somebody to do to me. And it's, most places just have no clue about it and don't care about it.
Most of it's just due to the fact that, you know, somebody that's doing that kind of work, they'll probably be able to find something, you know, whether it's exactly what they wanted or not. I mean, if they really want to do the work, I mean, they can find work. I don't know if it's just, you know, just being lazy for the most part and just not trying to follow up with people. I don't know. Nowadays people are just so self-absorbed. I don't know.
See it or not, but I think some of it's there's just so much out there, they don't care if you move on or not. They just have that mentality that there's so much out there, I don't care. Well, that don't last forever.
I'll be honest, it's hard to believe nowadays, because, I mean, if you want to finance something or borrow money to do anything, you're going to pay for it nowadays.
Roger that. Are you working late today?
Late day, and not only that, you know, normally I try to sneak out before the associates get out the door. You know, that kind of saves me from getting stuck in traffic. So I usually be at the back gate before they get off. But today, since we had to shut the plant down and cover everything up, I had to be there until the very end. So they're basically ahead of me. There's no point in me running out the door. And, you know, I had some, a little bit of training I had to finish up. Just kind of like an online environmental stuff, just to watch a video and answer questions. And it's just a yearly certification we have to do. So figured I might as well just do that while I was waiting on everybody to get out of the way.
That no point in getting in the pileup. But I was listening to you and Tim talk there. I'm just kind of sitting to the side. I'm doing my closeout for the week.
Big plans for the weekend?
For HGX? Not really. If I can get this other hose, I'm going to try to get that put in. So, can get started as soon as I can. I'd like to get moving along a little bit anyway. Something happening.
Just trying to make a little bit of progress, make you feel a little better about it. Shoot, I was hoping to fly my planes, but I think the wife was telling me tomorrow it's supposed to be like 50-mile-an-hour winds or something. I don't know. I hadn't really checked the weather, but that won't be good flying weather. KO4CEF.
I heard, listening to the weather earlier, they were talking tomorrow it's supposed to be extremely windy. They're worried about trees falling and power lines being down around up here, so we'll see.
Wrong, but I'm sure we'll get a little something of it. I feel like I see a little bit of rain hit my windshield now, so who knows? Maybe it'll blow through, maybe it won't. But I guess it'll be flying. We'll be out this weekend. So I had to find something else to do, like work on the lawnmower and get it ready to cut grass.
Open the blades, give it a service, just get it ready, because that time it is here.
Ken was asking me, he's like, you ain't cut your grass yet? I said, no, I ain't cut it yet. And, you know, I left the battery alone at the end of last year. I wasn't going to buy a battery just to let it sit over the winter. So I got to go take it out and go trade it in so we don't pay a core charge. And I ain't got nothing but clover to cut right now anyway, so I guess it really don't matter.
What, 2 or 3 inches high? So it'll be all right. Deer come along and eat it.
All I got to get my boys to clean up the backyard because they like to drag all around the backyard.
I'm breaking up a little bit. Where you don't normally go?
You, in 85 was, it was showing a little back up, and then 26, apparently it was a wreck, so I just figured go the back way, take my time, and not have to worry about traffic, but, you know, it was kind of in and out.
It was just that little last transmission was a little scratchy.
Down to him and now.
Don't get lost.
Speed, yeah. I try to keep my speed limit no more than like a mile or two over, if anything, because you know, they'll get you in here.
They need them revenue sharing coupons.
Get out around here.
So, you talk to Ken this morning?
This morning on the way to work. I figured you were off, so that's why hopefully maybe getting to sleep in a little bit.
And I thought about getting up, but I was just like, nah, I'm just going to lay here. I ended up dozing back off until, what, about 6:30 or so, and then I ended up getting up. Yes.
I know that. I mean, it's lucky if you get to sleep in sometimes 7, 8 o'clock. I'm hoping I could do something tomorrow and sleep in just for a little bit, but, man, you never really know now. And the older I get, it seems like the earlier I wake up.
With what I was doing today, up on my elbows and working over my head a lot, my shoulders are already killing me, so I imagine I won't sleep too good tonight, so I'll be up real early.
Shoot, my right shoulder has been killing me. I had surgery on it 15 years ago, and I don't know, I guess it just it got to where whatever was wrong with it starting to come back or something. So I just really don't want to have surgery, but it looks like that might end up being the answer before long. But it just seems to hurt all the time. So and the pain, I can't stand it.
Mine tend to bother me a lot here the last year and a year and a half. But today, out there pulling on them wrenches was over my head and in confined spaces. I'm feeling it this evening.
Do something enough, or you kind of get out of things that you know, you realize how used to it you were before. It didn't bother you, and you know, you try to do it again, and you start hurting or whatever, and you're just like, man, that sucks.
My shoulders were bothering me before I quit, but now they bother me a little more. So I don't know what it is. Probably just like my knee wore out.
Maybe. I mean, do that kind of labor, it takes a toll on your body over time. And like both of mine, they had to go in there and just kind of clean them out and make some space. I think maybe bones first and whatnot, but now it seems like the right one to come back. So hopefully both of them don't go back out, because I really, really don't want to do surgery, but I hope it don't come down to that.
I've been debating on what to do about my knee, because I'll be out of work so long with it. I don't know what I'd do.
Aside the stuff like your knee, you know, it depends on what they got to do to it. You know, like if you were talking about a replacement, you know, those things only last for so long, so you end up having to go back after so many years and do it all over again.
That's what I'm looking at, is replacing my right knee. It's bone on bone on spot.
It done now, you're talking 10 years or so from now, you'd have to have it done again. So I don't know. That's a hard choice to make.
It's been in the 6 to 8 weeks of downtime, because it's my right knee, so it's hard to drive the truck that way.
It's a little tough, and, you know, you don't get paid workers' comp or, you know, STD or anything like that when you're self-employed.
I'm disability, but I don't know how well it works. I've never had to use it, thankfully.
Hopefully you don't have to worry about finding out, but it's good you got it, though. I mean, I really, really wouldn't have thought that.
On myself for a long time through Aflac.
Yeah, so. Well, Patrick, I am turning in the neighborhood. I'll be pulling up in the driveway, and hopefully I'll have supper ready as soon as I get inside. So, you have a good one. I appreciate you keeping me company on my way home and talking me down the road. Hopefully I'll holler at you maybe this weekend or Monday morning, but you have a good one. Have fun working on that skid steer, and like I said, hopefully we'll talk to you Monday. KO4CES, and I'll be clear on you fine.
7-3, Andrew. Have a great weekend, and yeah, if I don't talk to you this weekend, I'll definitely talk to you Monday morning. KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
Is that LK Mobile?
KO4HX.
7-3, Andrew, if you're still listening. I didn't catch all of that, but sounds like were you working on your skid steer today? Is that what you were doing?
I was replacing some hoses. I got to get another one made, so I'm waiting on it. And then we'll start putting it in.
Get it tomorrow, or you got to wait?
I guess I'll find out here in a little bit or in the morning one. One of my customers, he's ordered it for me through CAT because they get a discount on stuff.
That sooner, you know, soon, so you can get that taken care of.
I can get it tomorrow, but be nice. That way I can go ahead and get it put back together and get it up and running.
Or 385 and 85, and got a lot of interference.
Get into the repeater just fine.
Something puts out a lot of static over here. Get a lot of, it almost wipes out the signal.
I think as you and I were talking about, there's lots of places around town now that do that.
it's here though. Usually if I find an intersection that does that, I see a big LED sign. But I haven't seen anything around this. It's around the Harley-Davidson shop there, or the Harley-Davidson store. But I haven't seen any signs that might cause it.
You never know. They could have one inside the building or something with the power lines running to it. Who knows?
Well, I'm headed up to Spartanburg. I heard Andrew say something about 85. Looked like it was backed up right there at the 85 business and bypass split. Yesterday they were shutting it down and pulling power lines across. I made it through going up, but coming back I got caught in a little bit of it. I'm hoping they're not doing that again today.
I know that'd be aggravating for you.
Pretty 7 o'clock in the evening. Maybe wait till later in the night to do it. Traffic's not quite as heavy.
Much sense. We can't do that.
Traffic is always heavier on a Friday night, even especially down in Atlanta.
Some pictures of Atlanta traffic earlier today. One of our distributors is going down there for a meeting, and it didn't look good.
Awful. I can't imagine going down there on a regular basis pulling loads during the day.
I don't want to do that. When I have to go through Atlanta, I time it to either go through in the middle of the night or real early in the morning.
Go down on a Sunday evening, fortunately. We got to be at the airport to pick up my cousins at 8, I think it's about 8:30, so that shouldn't be too bad. Sunday evening traffic should be pretty reasonable.
But you never can tell.
A wrecker truck, kind of a large one, lifting up a heavier truck, not a tractor trailer, but like a carrying a tank truck. Box truck carrying a tank, but anyway, they have it lifted up on by the front, and I guess he's disconnecting the drive shaft, but he's sitting under the middle, under the axles in the back. Man, I hope he's got that hooked up good.
Roger that, I hope so too.
Traffic is slow, it's all backed up for no reason. I hope it clears out by the time I come back.
Maybe we'll have time to clear it out.
What are you going to do this weekend besides working on the skid steer if you can?
A whole lot. That's the biggest thing I got planned.
I'm sleeping a little bit tomorrow. I need to change the fuel filter on my truck. I'm waiting until it's time for another oil change, which is coming soon. Try to do it all together, and I need to clean. I got some leaves that collected in the ridges or in the valleys of my roof. I need to clean that out. All kinds of stuff to do.
Some stuff to do too. I'm hoping the rain holds off up here. It's been threatening rain all day today, but I've only seen just a few showers, little showers. So who knows? It's that time of year.
Only calling for rain showers here for a few hours during the night, early morning maybe, and then I think it's supposed to clear up. It'll be partly cloudy tomorrow.
They're calling for high winds. Who knows what it's going to do?
The system is causing blizzard-like conditions way up north.
As long as it stays up there.
100%.
Ken and Andrew, though, they've been praying for snow all winter long.
I just don't want to work in it. I don't want to be caught in it on the road.
I know what you mean. Those trucks are no fun in the snow.
That fourth tractor trailer I've seen broken down and a wrecker either towing it or hooking up to it. Must be something going on.
Seems to keep derailing.
This guy last night, a contractor, FedEx Ground, his trailer had no lights on it. He's just going down the road. I guess he wasn't paying attention.
How you do that? Because I'm always looking in the mirror when I hit my brakes or turn signals to see if they're working.
little marker lights on the rear of the trailers on the side. Now, some of them are harder to see. I left the building one night pulling a long box and started going down a dark street there near the building before I got on the interstate, and I couldn't see any lights at all, and I thought, oh, man, something happened. So I pulled over and got out, but as soon as I got out, I could see them. They were just hanging low and underneath the frame of the truck. Couldn't see them in the mirrors. And that was kind of weird every time I looked in the mirror going down the road and not seeing any lights.
Roger that. KO4 HGX. I've got the same ones on the side of my truck. I'm looking down the side, see if I see those lights. And when I make a turn or hit my brakes, I always glance back to see if my lights are working there. That's just something I've always got in the habit of. I do it on my personal vehicles, and I don't know how long I've been doing, but as long as I can remember.
Every once in a while on our personal vehicles, especially if we're getting ready to take a trip, a lot of people never notice that, you know, rear tail light or brake light that's out.
For that. Nobody pays that any attention. And with no state inspections down there, who knows how long they go without it.
The tire going low on the passenger side, you'd never see.
Yeah, but that one, you ought to be able to feel it when you're driving it. Car, I mean, you can tell when a tire is low. Guess, yeah, I can see that.
You're on your handy talkie, right? Doing a cross band.
That I accidentally let up on the PTT when I was talking to you.
As I'm just commenting, you sound, I can tell you're on a different radio. I mean, it's fine, it's clear, it just has a slightly different sound to it.
How you can do that, isn't it? That's just like you asking yesterday how you sounded. To me, you sounded different. I could tell it was you and all that, but it didn't sound the same like you put a new radio in, which you put a new microphone, so that's what yours was.
I listened to the recording a little bit, and it did sound a little muffled, like you were saying, or a little distorted. I've had that microphone. I mean, I've talked to you many times on it. So if it sounds different, and I haven't listened to the recording in a while to see, but it did sound, like you said, it did sound a little muffled or distorted.
Just noticed it the last couple of times that you and I have talked and you've been in your truck, but I was just like, maybe it's just difference or something there. But when you asked me about it, that's when I said something.
Well, the antenna would cause that. An antenna is an antenna. It doesn't, I mean, maybe it does. I can't see that. And I did just put that new antenna on it last week, but I just don't think that would cause a muffled sound or a little difference in the way the signal sounds. I can understand maybe either coming in better, stronger signal, or coming in weaker, but not changing the sound of the voice.
That I don't think that's what it is, but like I said, I was just letting you know it sounded different for some reason.
It's changing.
I mean, I guess.
Let you go. I'm not far, and I got to make sure this traffic's not blocked up here. Hope you have a good weekend, and maybe I'll talk to you tomorrow sometime. And, you know, I should be coming in about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning if you want to get up and talk to me.
If I'm up, I'll give you a shout, but I wouldn't count on it. Let's put it that way.
You do. Don't do anything for me. I would stay in bed if I could. Have a good weekend, and say hello to Miss Elise. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.
Jane, tell Beth we say hello to KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
KO4HKX,
the KO4 station we were calling there, I missed your last of your call. You dropped the repeater. Maybe push the PTT and wait a second before you start talking.
KO4RBA. Clear, and I appreciate it.
I believe it was. Yes, on the side.